And welcome into the Monday, August 20th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined by John Osier, senior writer for Jaguars.com. Big win again, of course, in New Orleans on Friday. Let's go back to this game again. The offense, certainly the starters in this game, were really good. Played the whole first half, but the first drive stands out more than any other, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what else this first-team offense could have done in the first two preseason games to give people more of a sense of confidence about what's going on. Blaine Gabbert has looked like a different quarterback, frankly. It's clear that he's done a lot of work in the offseason, a lot of fundamental work, and it's showing on the field. And Justin Blackmon, for all that he went through in the offseason, for the holdout, has come in and clearly showed he's going to be a factor.
He had a touchdown on the first drive, capping off that drive, and he reacted to it yesterday.
You know, there's a lot of improvement I can do, make up for, and, you know, it's just kind of shows that, you know, if you buy into the system and, listen to what you're supposed to do and go out there and execute, you know, it all can work out.
Mike Mularkey can't be really any happier with Justin Blackmon's mm-hmm. performance, considering the holdout, and what he did in this first game was about par for what they thought, right?
Well, and what's intriguing about Justin is you still don't get the idea that he's in complete game shape. He just got in about 2 weeks ago. And I think we all knew from watching him in college that he had special physical ability, but he showed on Friday night he did things with his body control, avoiding defenders on the hit, that you know, really make you believe once this guy gets in football shape, once he completely knows the offense, you know, it's exciting stuff to think about.
Well, training camp officially ended on Sunday, and Coach Mike Mularkey was pretty happy with the results out here on the practice fields, right?
Well, I think he has to be. He came in with a very physical camp, physical in the sense that the modern NFL can be physical. And he said they really responded well to what he was wanting to do. They came in, had 3 weeks of really physical practices during two-a-days, and I think he saw from this team what he wanted to see from it.
Some of the techniques, some of the things we're working on, I can see it in film showing up. So I know we got through to these guys with a lot of the work we were working on. Still have work to do, no question about it, but I'm happy with what we got done.
Well, it's a quick turnaround this week. The Jaguars head to Baltimore, Maryland, M&T Bank Stadium in the Inner Harbor to play the Ravens, and it's a really good team for the third straight week in a row. The world champions and the Giants, the Saints, a great offense. Of course, the Ravens with Ray Lewis and that great defense. Should be a good one.
Yeah, clearly you would expect the Jaguars offense and the first-team defense to play deep into the third quarter. That's usually how it works in the third preseason game. If that's the case, you're certainly going to get maybe the best test so far for this offense from the Ravens defense.
We'll break down the Ravens tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars. Thanks for watching.